Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for the opportunity to learn at your feet again tonight. Thank you for the word you have sent and you have prepared to send our way. Be magnified in Jesus' name. We ask that no one returns back the same way. Let your word of truth, your word of life transform everyone. In Jesus Christ's mighty name, we have prayed. We are going to continue our teaching series, which enter the sixth day today, called How to Speed Up the Fulfillment of Your Destiny, with the topic, The Ultimate Key for Getting Answers, which is also the Law of Questions. God wants to reveal to us the ultimate key for getting answers. Praise God. Let's read some scriptures. Matthew chapter 7, verse 7. It says, "Ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and it will be opened to you." Praise the Lord. The secret to every answer is a question. The secret to every answer is a question. And questions could also come like this. Questions of destiny are often coming our way like this. How can I? Why can't I? Where can I? Where am I? Or where should I go? What should I do? And what should I not do? Who am I? I'm going to run through them again. How can I? That is, how can I get to the future God has prepared for me? Why can't I do something? Those are destiny triggering questions. Where can I? Where can I do this? Where can I fulfill this? Where can I meet this person? Where am I? It's a question of reflection to know where you are exactly in destiny. Another question is, where should I go? Where should I go to fulfill this destiny and to do this? What should I do? What should I not do? Because it's not only what you should do, but what should you not do? There are things not to do in life. Then who am I? That's the question of identity. The question of who you are. In destiny, in God, in life, in purpose. Those are the questions. Eventually, answers always come from questions. If you are not someone who is given to questioning, then you will lack a lot of answers in life. Praise God. Now, the question is, how do I maximize the law of questions for speed? Remember, God is dealing with us in the place of speed. We want to have speed in life and in destiny. So, how do I maximize the law of questions? We have looked at several laws in the past few weeks. So, today we are looking at how do I maximize the law of questions. Number one, you will answer life's questions. You will have to answer several questions in life for you to have speed in destiny fulfillment. And number two, you have to answer the right questions. Not only will you have to answer questions, you also have to ask your own questions. So we are going to look at the part of answering life's questions. You will answer life's questions. We must know that every problem is a question. Every problem that comes your way is a question. And the solution that comes from that question is the answer. However, questions do not only come in verbal form, but also in non-verbal form. There will be non-verbal questions in life, and they are the most important. They come every day, and you may not even realize when they are being asked. That's where it's actually sensitive. You may not know when these questions are being asked. Yet a wrong answer could be detrimental to your life and destiny. Answering the questions of life in the wrong way could be very detrimental. May God give you and I wisdom to answer the questions of life in Jesus' name. Now let's look at the example of John the Baptist. He was asked a question that fall under what I would call self-doubt and persecution. When you are doubting yourself or persecutions come, they are asking you one question. Are you really sure about what you're doing? Is this what you're supposed to do? Is this right? Is this wrong? These are questions coming, but they are coming in form of persecutions. If you've seen anyone who have tried to follow the great course, He's just being asked a question whether he's sure about his conviction about that cause he's pushing for. For example, Martin Luther King, when he was trying to push for the equal rights of both blacks and whites, there were persecutions here and there. What was the purpose of the persecution? To ask him whether he was really sure about the cause he was fighting. Let's look at the scriptures. Persecution only came so that people would be questioned. You are just being questioned to find out if you really believe in that cause or not. That is the purpose of persecution. Persecution is to make you change your mind. And the moment you change your mind, you have lost the goal of that glory that is before you. May you and I not lose the goal of the blessing ahead of us in Jesus' name. In John chapter 1, 19 to 28, John the Baptist got his destiny questions right. And what were the destiny questions? The Pharisees sent people to ask him, "Who are you?" And he had to answer those questions right. Let's say John the Baptist said it was Elijah, or it was someone else. Do you think he would have fulfilled his destiny? I don't think so. But he was able to answer rightly. Just like John the Baptist, many things will come to you in life. They will ask you, "Who are you?" Questions that will come to ask you whether you are a Christian or not. Questions that will come whether you are going to be successful or not. And I will explain more of that later. Now, John the Baptist was questioned. Are you the prophet? Are you John the Baptist? When they said, "Are you the prophet?" they are saying, "Are you Jesus Christ?" If he said it was Jesus Christ, he would have lost his destiny because he wouldn't have been able to announce Jesus again. And God would have just destroyed him anyhow. But John the Baptist said, "I am the voice of one crying in the wilderness. I am just supposed to come and announce to you that Jesus is the Christ. That is all my purpose. That is why God created me. That is why I came to this world." Do we know that Jesus and John the Baptist were the same age? They were born the same year, just a few months apart. I think about 6 months apart. So they were just age mates. For 30 years, they've known each other. And this question did not come. Maybe the question was coming to him inside or outside, whichever way. But this question, until he answered this question, Jesus did not manifest. And that was his purpose. And let's see, the second day after John the Baptist answered this question right, Jesus showed up. He baptized him. The third day, Jesus showed up again. But Jesus was quiet in his life for 30 years. And guess what? The moment he answered his questions right, Jesus began to show to him. So, in life, one of the questions you and I will have to answer to fulfill destiny is persecution, self-doubt. You have self-doubts attacking you and persecutions will come. What is the other question? Attacks will come. Demonic attacks, people will attack you, different kind of attacks will come your way. And there is only one thing they are asking: how strong are you? The Bible says if you fall in the day of adversity, that your strength is small. So attacks have only come to ask what kind of strength you have, and that is why you must never give up. What is the answer to attacks? Victory. The moment you have your victory, you have gotten the answer. And when the problems of life want to knock you down, remember the scripture we first read. That ask, you'll be given. Seek, you'll find. Knock, and the door will be opened. The same way, the problems of life will try to knock you down. And when they try to knock you down, it is because God is about to open a door for you. Remember, knock, the door will be opened. So when they are knocking you, God wants to open you up to a great destiny. And that is why you must never fail under different attacks that the enemy may bring against you. What is the other question that life will ask you? Temptation. This part is where we have to be very careful. We have treated a topic that surrounds this, temptation. The question that temptation is asking you is, how holy are you? Do you really fear God? And I don't think there is any man who ever fulfilled his destiny that didn't have to answer this question of temptations. What is the answer to temptations? Overcoming. Just overcome. The moment you overcome, God will open to you another chapter of your life. And when it looks like the devil is only interested in you, when the devil is bringing different things, bringing all kinds of temptations, it could be that you are just like Jesus, who would have lost his mission to save humanity because of a piece of bread or the pride of life. There was a man that lost his destiny because of a piece of bread. His name is Esau in the Bible. You and I will be questioned that way. When you're supposed to fast, you feel like you're going to eat. No other reason, no weakness, nothing. You just feel like, no, I don't want to fast. That is temptation coming your way when you should be fasting. There is the lust of the eyes. There's the lust of the flesh. If you check 1 John 2:16, it classifies temptation into three groups: the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. Almost every temptation will fall into these three classes. What are the examples of this? The lust of the flesh. Just like Joseph, he was tempted to sleep with Potiphar's wife, and Joseph was smart enough to overcome. After he did that, he was thrown into the jail. And after he was thrown into jail, he was taken to his glory. So he was given speed. Let's say Joseph fell and slept with Potiphar's wife. He will have just lost his destiny because he will never have the opportunity of going to prison where he met with destiny. So you and I also will be tempted. Our flesh will come our way. Our flesh will tempt us. Jesus was tempted with the lust of the eyes. He was shown the old kingdoms of the world. He was tempted with the pride of life. The devil said, I will give all this to you if you just bow to me. And Jesus said, you don't know anything. I will not bow to you. And he cast him out. So you and I, when temptations come your way, to commit fornication, to steal money, to cheat people, make sure you don't fall. Because when those temptations come high, it is because you are about to be launched into destiny with speed. When Jesus overcame his temptations, what happened? After he left the mountain, he became popular. They said his fame began to spread. The Holy Spirit came upon him before he went to the mountain. That means you going to the mountain, you fasting, you praying, does not mean temptation will not come your way. It is when you overcome those temptations that you'll be launched into destiny. So the grace for you and I to overcome temptations may be released in Jesus' name. So when temptation comes your way, it is only questioning you whether you really fear God. And when you have proved that you fear God, you'll be launched into destiny. And what is the fourth question that life will ask you? It will bring challenges to you. It will bring sickness. It will bring disease. And it's asking you one thing. When challenges come, it's saying, are you a failure? How do you answer that? Make sure you overcome the challenges. When it brings sickness and disease, how do you overcome that? Make sure you thrive and begin to claim the word of God that says you go from strength to strength. The word of God that says by his stripes you have been healed. That is how to answer that question. But when you begin to declare to yourself that you are sick, you are this, you are feeling this, this is happening, you are just saying, okay, I'm accepting what challenges of life have brought my way. May you and I not fall into that in Jesus' name. And the last question we'll be looking at under the questions of life is poverty. When you are attacked with poverty, when you look at your bank account and it looks like it's not what you are expecting, what is that telling you? It's just a question. It's asking you, are you poor? It's asking you, are you a giver? Those are the two questions. Because when someone needs money the most, I've realized in my personal life, I don't know about you, but I know personally, when it looks as if I don't have as much money as I think I should have at that moment, that is when needs will come. That is when people will begin to ask me for different things. That is when this person will say, I need this. That person will say, I need this. What is that telling you? You are just being questioned by life, whether you are really a giver or not. Your liberality is questioned the most, I believe. Not when you have, but when you seem not to have. That is when your liberality is questioned. 2 Corinthians 8:2 says that in a great trial of affliction, the abundance of their joy and their deep poverty abounded to the riches of their liberality. The Bible said they have deep poverty. If a man said somebody had deep poverty, you may doubt it. But the Bible, who speaks the truth, says somebody or some set of people, they had deep poverty. And what happened? Instead of them to begin to hold back, they started giving. He said they began to show a lot of liberality. And when they did that, the Bible said it resulted in the abundance of their joy. Praise the Lord. The Bible says, ask that your joy may be full. I believe it is because they had so much. That's why it resulted in their joy. Because when you have a lot, then your joy will be full. Praise the Lord. So we are going to look at the second part today of how to maximize the law of questions. The second part is ask the right questions. The first part is telling us that life will question you and you must answer it. It is the law of questions. Questions will come your way every day. Every day, these questions will come. Not only verbally, but most times non-verbally. They will question you. They will know what is in your mind. They are just asking you what you really believe. Do you really trust God? Now, if you have a lot of things, you won't trust God as your provider. But when it looks as if you don't have enough, God will try you and try you. When you pass, you begin to flow in abundance, continuous abundance. Praise the Lord. So, what are the questions to ask? Now, let's explain this. For you to move fast in life, for you to fulfill destiny in life, you must know how to ask people questions. Inquisitiveness. You must know how to be inquisitive. To ask, okay, why is this this? Mike Murdock was saying something. I was listening to him not long ago. He said he asked Aura Robot a question. And he said, what is the secret of your ministry? And he said, after several decades of ministry, Aura Robot said, nobody has ever asked him that question. And that is why very few people could also replicate his kind of success. Why? Because people will not dare or care to ask questions. If you see somebody making waves, if you see somebody going forward, if you see somebody doing what you cannot do, what do? Ask questions. Ask questions, because the Bible says, ask and it will be given to you. He said, for everyone who asks, it is given to them. So if you don't ask, forget receiving. Every time you go to the bank and put in your ATM, what are you doing? You are asking the ATM to give you something. If you never go there, ATM will not give you anything. And that is what life is. You have to put in the ATM of questions for you to be able to receive answers from life and from people and from mentors and from people that can give you the solution you need. The Bible says in the multitude of counselors, there is safety. There's a lot of safety that you and I can enjoy if we care to ask the right questions. So we are going to be looking at this section of ask the right questions using marriage as an example. There are three things that the Bible talks about in questioning: ask, seek, and knock. Number one, we are going to call it the asking out stage. Marriage happens when somebody says, will you marry me? Now, not asking that question will mean that you will never marry, at least for a man. If there's a woman that you like and you refuse to ask him that, I want to marry you, will you be married to the person? No, the person will just be watching you and waiting and waiting. So if there is no asking, there is no going out. So that is where most relationships start from. The man says, okay, can we go out? That's what they call a date, right? Of course, that's another talk for another day when it comes to marriage. So I met an old man recently and he started telling us how Africans don't ask questions. And because they won't ask questions, they end up in this part of the world with a lot of health questions. Do you see any kind of food that people eat? Because the people eat it, they jump in and eat it. They don't look at their neighbors and ask them, why are you doing this way? They end up into a lot of problems. They don't look at people, how they spend money to plan their lives. They just begin to have children, 5, 6, and when they are old, they begin to find it difficult to train all these children. And he was telling us how he only had 2 children and that now it's easy for him to live life because at his old age, he's not thinking about sending anybody to school. But he said his friends, they were just having children. Oh, they're in a good place. They're having a lot of children. He said now at their old age, many of them are regretting it. What am I trying to say here? If you don't ask the right questions from the right people, you will not get answers. And if you don't get those answers, speed in life may be reduced. You may not be able to get to your destiny when you're supposed to get to it. So the second thing is seek. The second stage is seek. Now, in dating, when people are about to get married or dating or courtship, what do? You are getting to know each other. Now, you initiated it. I'm interested in you. The other person said, okay, I'm interested. Let's see how this goes. Of course, that's not what I'm saying. I'm just saying, using the normal way that people do it, you say, okay, let's start going out. That's what dating is. We are fixing a date to meet in a place to eat and talk. I want to know who you are. You want to know who I am. That is seeking. You are seeking. You are creating time to find things out. There are many things that we may not get until we spend time on it. There is no profession that doesn't require timing. You may ask questions all you want, but it needs your seeking. The more you seek it, the more it opens itself to you. The more you ask questions, the more it opens itself to you. So you are seeking. You are spending time to ask questions and to find out how it really works. So this is what I call the dating stage, in knowing anything. If you want divine speed, you need time. The divine speed also needs time. That means what you are supposed to achieve in 10 years, you can achieve in 2 or 1 if you will create time for seeking. Praise the Lord. So the design and action to find requires a movement. That means you are making a move. You are taking a step. That is seeking. Reading is one of the ways to seek. Creating avenues for interest. You are meeting a mentor. You are meeting a lot of people. That is called seeking. And finally, there's the knocking stage. That is the proposal stage. In this age, many people, after the courtship, they now say, "Oh, will you marry me?" And they begin to celebrate it. Now, the person says, "Oh, yes, I want to marry," and receives the ring. That is, you are taking an action, or they just go into marriage, whichever way that they want to do it. Now, if you never take that step of legalizing the marriage, it is never a marriage. So the same way, knocking stage is when you are hard. For example, spiritually, that is when you are fasting and you are saying, "No, I am getting this now." Knocking. It's an action. If you never take action, you've sought all you want to seek, you want to fulfill destiny. Maybe as a pastor, for example. Now, God said you're going to become the greatest pastor in the world. Fine. You have asked, God has answered you. You are seeking, you are praying, you are fasting every day, you are reading books, you are reading the Bible. Fine. But if you never step out to be a pastor, you will never be a pastor. Or a doctor. You are reading, you are doing all that. After you finish school, you refuse to practice. You are still not a doctor. You are just a doctor by name. You are not practicing anything. So, the same way in life, there's a knock stage which tells you that you have gotten your answer. Everything we are talking about now still revolves around knocking, because when questions of life come, when challenges of life come, your success is the answer to those challenges. Your victory is the answer to those challenges. And in conclusion, God wants to speed up the fulfillment of your destiny and of my destiny. However, one of the tools he uses is the tool of questions. Remember, you will be questioned and you will also have to ask the right questions. So you and I need to answer life's questions and also know how to ask the right questions so you could get the answers you require in life. Joseph is a man that God gave divine speed. However, he had to both answer destiny questions, go through temptations, persecutions, afflictions. If he didn't go through all that, he would never have fulfilled his destiny. So all those trials he went through were just life's way of asking him questions. Do you still believe in your dream? Are you going to give up? He was in the prison and there was like no hope. Yet this man was still questioning. He was still saying, "When you go out, remember me." That means he never forgot. Life had bombarded him so much, but he never gave up. He answered the questions of life correctly. And the last part, David also had to ask his destiny questions correctly. That means when you see things you don't understand, instead of waiting, ask questions from the right people. David said, "What's happening here? Why is everybody on this side, the other warriors on that side? All the wars I know, people fight each other and we declare the winner. Why is this happening for this? What did the king say we do for the person that wins this man?" He was not in the place to be asking those questions because he was not a warrior in the first place. He was just a shepherd following sheep. But because he asked his question, it was like, "Okay, if I'm exempted from taxes and I marry the king's wife, it's as good as royalty." He said, "Okay, I'll go for it." That's questioning. He has his questions. Then seeking, he went to the king. He said, "King, what are you going to do? I heard this. Okay, let me go." He was seeking, because without the king's permission, he wouldn't have gone ahead to fight Goliath. He was seeking. You must know who to ask the right questions in life. And then he didn't stop there. Let's say the king said, "Go and fight," and he just turned his back and went his way to meet his sheep. He would never have fought Goliath, but he took his step. That is the last stage of questioning. He fought Goliath. And the moment he fought Goliath, he got his divine speed. So God also expects you and I to maximize the law of questions. Remember two things. Life will ask you questions, and you must ask life questions. And I pray that after this meeting, you and I will be able to maximize the law of questions by knowing how to answer life's questions. This is very important. When life comes against you, just make sure you overcome, and then you have answered the questions. Praise the Lord. we're just going to call it a day again today and pray that next week will be another wonderful episode. Next week we'll end the 7th series of How to Speed Up the Fulfillment of Your Destiny. Praise God. We've been able to take the law of observation, the law of education, the law of mentorship, the law of keenness, then the law of questions. And last week we also took the law of information. So next week we'll be taking another law, which is the law of listening and sensitivity. The law of listening and sensitivity. So that's what we'll be taking next week. And I pray that as we take that again, God will begin to continue to give us divine speed and good success in Jesus' name. Let's pray. Father, in Jesus' name, we thank you for your word of truth and your word of life. Thank you for the opportunity to learn and to feel again today. Be magnified in Jesus' name. And Father, we pray that as your word has come our way, grant us divine speed in Jesus' name. When life brings its questions, its challenges, its temptations, Father, grace for us to win and win always. Release it to us in Jesus' name. In Jesus Christ's mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. See you next week and have a great, great week.
The good success.com.